Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I want you to head out, right? I want you to head out to MyPillow.com, where you can pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, towels. I mean, sorry, guys. Men usually don't talk about this stuff. I love his product. But you know what I love most about his product? Is the fact that they're made here in this country. The fact that he keeps Americans working in this country. And that he truly, honestly, right, has the plants here. He's supporting whole cities. And he fights for the same things that you and I believe in. Come on, think about it. He fights for the Constitution. He fights to make America stronger. I don't want to say great again. He's still got to admit the country to a large degree. It's still great. And I don't see any reason. I mean, we seriously have to keep strengthening it. I don't know any other way to say it. We need to keep strengthening it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, MyPillow.com. It's not that hard. When you get over there, use promo code Joe. You're going to be very excited about the amount of money you'll save, 30 to 70%. And you know what? I think somebody told me he was actually... allowing you guys to, if you're really unhappy with the product, you can send it back as late as March of next year. So when you're buying the Christmas gifts, and you go, I don't know if she's going to like this robe, but I don't know if he's going to like these slippers, don't worry about it. Full refund. You send it back by March of next year. I know, it sounds like an infomercial. It's not an infomercial. You know what I mean? It's just, I want all of us to make sure that we're supporting each other. Right? I mean, seriously. To make sure that, you know, guys like Mike don't get stiffed in the end when there really is, there's a lot we can do for him. 855. I hate this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. And there's a lot to converse about today. Let me tell you what. Right? You had the trials in New York. Judge admonishing Donald Trump Jr. because, you know what? He didn't like the way he was talking. Right? He didn't like the attitude. Man, wouldn't you have an attitude too if this stuff kept coming after you and you knew truly what it was all about? I would. You'd have a hard time having me keep my mouth shut. You know, it doesn't matter. There's a report out today I love this. It claims that Speaker Johnson lives paycheck to paycheck. That makes him make up a target. By who? By China, right? Because he hasn't got money. China's got a lot of money. Think about that. Right? Some Americans rallied behind House Speaker Mike Johnson after a report nitpicked his personal finance, put a harsh spotlight on a possibility that he lives paycheck to paycheck. So what? Most Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck. Some are actually living ahead of their paychecks because they're using those, what is it, payday loans? The Daily Beast published a report headlined, "Does new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, even have a bank account?" It features a subhead that said that he has never listed a bank account on his financial disclosure. In fact, his newest disclosure, he doesn't even list a single asset. He doesn't own anything. That's right. Seriously. Give it all to God, you know, because he's that Christian guy, right? Give it all to God. Now God just kind of, you know, allows him to use it. I would be driving him crazy with stuff like that. Over the course of 7 years, he's never reported a checking or savings account in his name, nor in his name of his wife, or any other children he has. In fact, he doesn't appear to have any money stashed in any investments. When you look at his latest report covering 2022, showing no assets whatsoever. Now, of course, it's unlikely Johnson doesn't actually have a bank account. The writer of the story continued with, "What's more likely is Johnson lives paycheck to paycheck, so much so that he doesn't even have enough money in his bank account to trigger the checking account disclosure rules." Okay. So, maybe he has like 50 checking accounts. I don't know. I mean, it's funny how this bothers them. But it doesn't bother them that Joe Biden, with the amount of money he made in the Senate, and the money he made as VP, and he has four mansions, that didn't bother them at all. So it's really not about the finances. We already know this. It's really, well, I shouldn't say it's sad. It's not, I'm not surprised by it. Isn't this funny, though? The Daily Beast seems to be furious that Speaker Johnson, well, he isn't rich, right? I mean, corrupt or rich from being corrupt? He doesn't have any shady business deals. He doesn't have any stock. He doesn't have anything they can kind of pry their fingernails under. I love it. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You know, I'm not a music connoisseur. I couldn't tell. You know, I can tell you what music I like, songs I like. But I can almost never tell you the band that does it, or even to a big degree, unless it's Charlie Daniels, you know, what genre it is or anything along those lines, you know. But some people can. Some people are all over that stuff. I bet you Zoe's good at that, right, Zoe?
I have my moments.
Yeah? I mean, yep. Is it, that song is kind of like a, what do they used to call that, like the electric glide or slide or something like that? No?
Hey, man, that's some good two-stepping fun right there.
That's old technology, right?
You know, and I wish I could have heard the song, man, because, like, coming in, I wasn't able to catch the song.
Oh, that's terrible. So you can't hear the music? No wonder most people, like, ignore me when this stuff happens.
Yeah, like when you're getting ready to go to a break, and we're just still yammering on.
We can't hear nothing? Oh, you poor thing. That's all right. So I get to have all the fun. What can I tell you?
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, shut up. I'm going to commercial.
Stop talking.
Right?
So, anything exciting happen this week?
Yeah, man. Halloween, trick or treat.
Oh.
I know, it kind of comes and goes because it seems like everybody's just dressed up for Halloween all year long.
Shouldn't we rename it All Candies Eve?
I can go for that. Check it out, man. Oh, man, I still got some leftover candy.
Oh, really?
you.
Not me. That would have been gone, let me see, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, it would have been gone last night. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, seriously. Listen, you're in Texas. I'm going to put you very much at ease. I want you to know that Sheila Jackson Lee, she's not running for Congress again. You know that, right?
Man, she actually had to stop.
Yeah, she's not running for Congress. She's decided instead that she can do a better job at being mayor of Houston.
That's right. Oh my goodness, I knew it was too good to be true.
I had to do it that way so I could see the look on your face. I mean,
that's
oh God.
That's embarrassing, man. That in Texas, she's.
How does she keep getting elected, dude? I mean, in all sincerity. She is just not on this planet most of the time.
And I was going to say, that's just how Democrats are. It's like that's expected. But the thing is, how is it that we're voting for these people who are not from, who are out of this world, man, here in Texas?
You got me. I look at this stuff and you just got me. I'm going, you people complain about certain things. It's that person you voted in. Look directly at them. They're the ones making this happen.
And we were talking about this on the Zoloft, man. It's like this stuff that's going on in Israel, and the hatred that's being projected against the Jews here. And I'm like, these are your people, man. This is the party that you solidly vote for. It's like, we've been trying to tell you, this anti-Semites, that ain't us, baby. That ain't us on the right side of the aisle. That's them sheet-wearing Democrats that you guys keep wanting to cozy up to.
Okay, let's do this one more time. Because even after we talk about this and you've talked about this, I was having a conversation with somebody today. I said, listen to the show tonight, because I know somebody smarter than I am that can lay this all up. And I am amazed at how many people think that Israel was given that land by the UN for the first time in, 47, 48?
Mm-hmm.
That before that, Israel didn't exist. I'm going, no, I think you're wrong. Right? I mean, seriously, again, the Jews have been, they are the original indigenous people, are they not?
Hey, man, Israel is basically like your modern day Phoenicia. It was like a place that just after so long just wasn't supposed to ever come back. But it's been here for a long time. I mean, I know people have a hard time like believing the Old Testament, but you read it, and yeah, that's how the Jews got here. They've been here for a while. They've been a nation before. Now they're a nation again.
Yeah, and the other thing was I was trying to explain to them, because they're not really religious, one person I was talking with, but they were saying, I don't know, Mia, maybe we split the land up, maybe we do this, maybe that. So look, whether you believe it or not, it's a spiritual battle that's going on here.
That's right.
And that land biblically is owned by them, period, end of discussion. And I agree with Netanyahu the other day when he said, look, a ceasefire for us is nothing more than a surrender to Netanyahu. You agree?
Right.
I mean, to, Hamas.
Heck, man. Even Hillary Clinton singing that tune. We are in the Twilight Zone, aren't we?
I know. Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't hear her say that. She said that. I'll be back in a half an hour. You're going to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, man. And the thing is, she's basically making the case for the Second Amendment. Because she's like, look, a ceasefire agreement, Hamas isn't going to honor that. It's like, you think they're going to say, and that's, it's like, exactly, Hillary. People don't obey the law. criminals will not care about a gun ban. It's like, and that's exactly right. And I wanted to say for the record really quick, like the reason why I said Israel is like you're basically almost like your modern day Phoenicians is because Phoenicia was a city that was repeatedly burned down and they would rise from the ashes. That's how we got that symbol of the phoenix, this bird that dies in its ashes and then rises again. That's like a symbol of Phoenicia, this place that was burned down repeatedly, but they would build back better, right? And Israel is like this nation that wasn't supposed to come back, but God said otherwise.
God bless. I mean, people just they really need to start doing their homework, truly. So let's have some fun with this one. The Democrats now believe that, you know, Speaker Johnson, our new speaker, who doesn't have a bank account with a whole bunch of money in it, he doesn't have a whole bunch of assets, and he might even be living,
like me.
Might I say, paycheck to paycheck, like many Americans are.
Uh-huh.
That makes him susceptible. You ready for this? This is just like gold. This makes him susceptible to, you know, being approached by the Chinese or the Russians or whoever, because, you know, he's struggling for money. I mean, isn't this just gold coming from them?
Yeah, and typical. Yeah, I mean, you can't win with these people. You know, it's like, it's somebody who can relate to the people, who knows about the people's struggle, who knows, and it's like, yeah, these struggles that you Democrats don't let us get out of. And yeah, he's a threat to them because he didn't actually go the crony route to get paid like them.
Yeah, 2/3 of Americans right now, according to, you know, The Economist, 2/3 of Americans right now can't even afford a $400 emergency. Members of Congress owning stocks is something everyone from AOC to Josh Hawley are against. And Johnson is eligible for a congressional pension at 62. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More American citizens are leaving the conflict-ridden Gaza region. According to National Security Council Representative John Kirby, 74 Americans crossed from the Gaza Strip into Egypt today.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
Hunter Biden alleges that right-wing critics are exploiting his addiction. In a recent USA Today op-ed, President Biden's son stated that his struggle has been manipulated as fuel for a malicious and prolonged disinformation effort aimed at his father. Texas Ranger fans won't have to wait long to celebrate their first World Series championship. A parade will be held tomorrow in Arlington, starting at 12:15 p.m. Central Time. The parade will begin in front of Globe Life Field and circle back around to the ballpark. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-7325-563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Zoe, where do they find you? What can they find you? Where do they send the pizza bill?
You better send some pizza along with that bill. Oh, man. Now you got me wanting some pizza. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and you can catch my content, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, my music content, Sledge X, and hopefully, if y'all are so inclined, this is you too, Joe. You can come on over and become part of our forum there called the Powwows. It's almost like our social media site.
No. It's going to call it the Powwow. You know I can't be part of that. It's, you know, it's Indigenous Peoples Month. I can't be part of something, you know, where you're insulting, you know.
Hey.
I just try to make you feel at home, guy.
I'm an Indigenous American. I was born here in America, man. I'm Native American. And so are you. All right? So it's totally apropos for us because we are Native American. Those that they're talking about would be pre-Columbian natives or pre-American natives or whichever. They had tribes that were before America was called American and descendants thereof. But as America, we were born here. We're actual Native Americans. So we get to use powwow. Because that's what people do, man. They gather and discuss ideas and stuff, you know? So come powwow with us, y'all.
I had somebody at my school board meeting last night, an actual official, start off the conversation with the, what did she say? She said, oh, you know, being Indigenous Something Month and, you know, the fact that we're on land that we took from, you know, such and such a tribe. And I'm thinking to myself, I'd love to look over there and go, oh, who did they take it from?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took it from somebody somewhere somehow. Was it like the first Indigenous female or something fell from the sky, and then the second one fell so they could procreate later? I mean, hello? Anybody home?
Yeah. Right? And it's like, and look here, ma'am. If you feel that way, won't you go ahead and give the keys to your house to some, you know, a person that you feel qualified as a Native American, and you recuse yourself of your guilt, and you go back to wherever it is that you came from?
Yep. I'm going to go back to what Bill Whittle used to say, right? Take it all the way back to the original owner. Got to give it back to God.
There you go. Right? And he said, how far down that road can we go? It all, and the word says, I mean, it all belongs to him anyway.
Yep. Yeah, it ain't that hard, people. All right. There was an article published and it referenced me in it, and I'm not bringing it up just because it referenced me, but it happens to be the mindset that a lot of pastors in some of these smaller cities have, not towns, but actual cities, where, you know, Christians really shouldn't get involved in politics, shouldn't make their points known when they don't agree with another group or what have you. And this writer starts off by saying Christians are meant to have life and have it abundantly. And that's according to John 10:10, which he misquotes, but that's okay. We'll work past that. But he goes on to say that we wouldn't know this from recent behaviors of some of our more prominent Christian leaders in the area. And his problem, it's hilarious how he goes down all of this, because he says, you know, guys like me, Joe Messina, you know, we're out there bashing away at the wokeness. He talks about, you know, schools and how schools aren't really teaching, according to me, schools aren't really teaching the right things, and you need to take your kids out. And his problem with all this, and he starts off with, let me see, Christians are meant to be realists, not fearmongers. The reality of our public school enrollment declines in the area have to do with complicated demographic trends, not with wokeness. Concerned citizens in our community should address these real challenges. They should work to make our neighborhoods even better. Christians should work to make our neighborhoods more livable. A volunteer who reads to kindergartners. I mean, some of this sounds pretty light, pretty easy, right? What did it say? They loves her students. Teacher who goes into the classroom every day and just loves her students is doing the work of Jesus. Uh-huh. Help me. Maybe you got that smile. Oh. I know you. Just go ahead and load. Hit the switch. Go for it.
Gay? Sorry. Now listen. am I giving G. Harper and Jeff?
No, I'm loving this because he goes on to say, Christians who want to be public figures and should also embrace two opportunities at the moment. First, ready for this? Don't have any liquid in your mouth. First, support LGBTQ folks in public square.
There it is.
Do it. Reread St. John's words. Let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God. Go ahead. I know you love to have fun with this.
Okay. So he's basically, his motto is, let's love people straight to hell. All right. We know how that goes.
He says that next. He says, love means affirmation and acceptance of one's beliefs.
Yeah. What the crap kind of Christian is this guy? Okay. So Paul talks extensively about these false preachers, these false teachers. The word does say, rebuke the sinner. He's assuming that we're not supposed to judge, and it's like he's correct, but you're not supposed to judge hypocritically. We are supposed to have a judgment about what's good and what's not, what's evil and, you know, and what's right. This thing about acceptance, Jesus is not some all accepting hippie. Dang it. He's not. If Jesus was accepting of what we do, he would have stayed on his throne. He would have stayed in heaven and he would have been like, you guys just go ahead and do you. All right. But he didn't do that. He suffered a bloody death for the perverts that are here. All of us, every one of us, we're all perverts. It's just that some of us, you know, are like, you know what? Despite our natural sinful inclinations, I probably shouldn't do that. And every one of us has the sin package, Joe. All of us. All of us could be thieves. All of us could be murderers. All of us could be homosexuals or whichever, or adulterers and anything. Any of us could be. It just, that sin package just surfaces in people differently. Every one of us has a responsibility to resist our sin. And we have a responsibility to say, hey, Lord, you know what? I may not be strong enough to do. Matter of fact, I'm not. And there are certain things that, you know what, I'm just going to struggle against, and I really need your help with it. We have a responsibility to do that, you know. So Jesus ain't this accepting person who says, oh, yeah, come and sit at my table, and I accept you for who you are. That's a lie. He does not. You sit at my table, you're going to leave changed.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing you can't get people to understand. I mean, even throwing the adulterers, we've talked about this a million times, and saying, look, he didn't tell her, hey, it's cool. Go ahead, do your thing. And
that's right.
If you get in trouble next week, I'll be here by the watering hole on Thursday. I mean, what do you tell her? Stop.
Yeah.
You're forgiven, but stop and don't sin. He didn't say don't have fun anymore.
Right.
He said don't sin. So apparently what she was doing was sinning.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So
and the Lord's like, you know, he basically calls these people and says they're sick. They need a doctor. It's like you don't need a doctor to keep you in your sickness. I mean, I kind of like how our medical industry is now. It's just give you a Band-Aid or something. But Jesus, the great physician, is like, no, man, I'm going to heal you of your sin. And so where this person is coming from, he's a stumbling block, and the Lord is not going to deal kindly.
Well, people like this have a mindset that if you don't affirm, and I don't even mean that from a sexual standpoint, if you don't affirm a person's lifestyle, how they live their lives, what they say to other people, the whole nine yards, if you're not affirming all that for them, because that's how you love them into the kingdom, brother. You love them to do whatever they want to do. They get comfortable. Just the wrong kingdom. But anyway, you love them into, right? And then they're going to go, well, you were so accepting. You're so loving of me. Yeah, I want to know this Jesus you know. No, actually, if you've got somebody like that in your life, you don't want to know the Jesus they know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, it's a heck of a selling point. What a great selling point. Love is how a lot of people are being sold on Jesus. They think, you know, that love is all about all this acceptance and whatnot, and they're being sold a lie about love,
yep,
which isn't really love at all.
Yeah. I mean, people want to hear, you know, you have a secular society, so they think you have to dumb things down. Now, look, I don't go in pointing my finger at people, you know, going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's not it. It's your lifestyle that they see. It's the lack of fear in your life that they see. It's the kindness that they see in your life. And when you truly love someone, whether it's your kids or whoever, correcting them doesn't mean you hate them. Correcting them doesn't mean anything but you love them. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe when we come back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you show with me. I mean that so sincerely. Shifty Schiff is at it again. You can't, you know, you really can't make this stuff up. And we'll talk about that a little later. But these, they are so delusional and unself-aware that they start doing the same things that they start railing on. I don't know if that draws them in or just shows you how empty-headed they just might be. All right, Alfonso Rakeford joins me as he does every week. Listen, this is a non-discrimination show. We just beat on everybody. We don't care who you are. So, white, black, red, green, purple, blue, doesn't matter. Yep. All right, I was about that pastor guy. And how he was going on to say that, you know, we are, let us love one another because God is love and God loves everyone. I couldn't go on with this either. I was starting to get dizzy. What's your thoughts on this, though?
I'm still trying to figure out what Bible they're reading because God himself says he hates perverts. he hates people who insist on doing evil, who insist on doing wicked things. Is this person aware that there are people who do wicked things? Is he aware that there are people who do perverse things? If he's a Christian, and I already know like what Christians they so-called or these mainstream Christians or whichever, Jesus never said anything about this. Jesus never said anything about that. This is absolutely not true, because if you're a Christian, you understand that Jesus is God. He's God in the person of his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And if you understand that Jesus is God, then you understand that he's addressed all these things in the Old Testament, because Jesus is that same God. And he says that Moses was talking about me the whole time. You know, so, you know, we're not trying to make like Jesus out to be this callous, you know, it's like, not at all. Jesus is love. But this idea of love, what they're talking about, hurts people. It's a spell. It's a seduction of this witchcrafted idea of whether you want to call it infatuation or lust or a great affection for something, these feelings of these amorous feelings or whatever. But is it like really love, especially an order of the love? No, not even close.
No, he doesn't accept everything. God tells us the things that we can accept or can't accept and how we're supposed to look at things. But they don't want those rules. You understand that, right? They don't want the rules to say this is how things go. This is how God sees things as being good. I can't tell you how many people on the left, you know, who will say to me, even though I don't believe in God, if I did, I wouldn't be able to wait to get up there and tell him what I think he's doing wrong. And I'm thinking, wow. That arrogance runs deep, yeah. Hey, creator of the universe, right? The one who needed nothing to get everything started? Let me tell you where you got this wrong.
Right.
Why is it getting warm in here?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like the devil, man. It's like, look, hey, God, you know, I deserve to be north of your throne because my truth is better than your truth.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy goes on to say, let me see, I don't like this thing to say. How longer will a secular society want to hear the voices of Christian leaders who are negative and divisive? Cynicism doesn't sell, but more importantly, it's not Christians who've been involved for the last 2,000 years. The church has thrived, but it provides hope. Well, Jesus is hope, all right?
Yeah.
When it provides mercy and charity, St. Paul, I like how they do that, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. He didn't say be cultural warriors. He didn't say be pessimistic. He didn't say sow fear. So if I was to tell people that if they didn't accept Christ, they were going to hell, would that be sowing fear?
Man, the Lord himself warned of this. And in terms of Jesus being divisive, Jesus is the most divisive person in history. We have a time measurement that's actually divided before him and then after him. Jesus separates the wheat from the tares. Jesus separates the sheep from the goats. Jesus says, man, don't assume that I've come to bring peace. I come to bring the sword. I will take this knife, man, and I will split mothers from their daughters, fathers from their sons. If you are a stumbling block to somebody else, I will divide you from them. Joe, what book are they reading?
No. You just made a Herculean, right, assumption. What book? You're assuming they're actually even reading a book. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Speaking of slighting God, well, I guess slighting Adam would be more like it. They're going to rename dozens of bird species. Why? Because they want to avoid their racist names. So starting in 2024, the American Ornithological Society, they'll be looking into changing the names of up to 80 bird species in the United States. Right? It's an effort to address past wrongs. Well, birds start doing bad stuff? I didn't hear that one. All right? She said, the head of the society says, we need a much more inclusive. Look, they're doing this to bird names, people. If you don't think this is whacked.
Inclusive.
Don't you love
what happened to birds of a feather, man?
Wow, we need a much more inclusive and engaging scientific process that focuses on attention. You know, it brings me back to Jesus again. You know, these are the same people screaming that, you know, Jesus is inclusive. No, he's not. He's very exclusive, and frankly, he's narrow-minded, because you only get into this. End of discussion. okay?
Yeah.
Not because you thought about it, not because you knew how to spell my name. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? God bless. It's just amazing.
Oh, but yeah, that whole narrow gate thing, that narrow path thing.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Jesus.
That's the white guys wrote it. Don't you know that? Anyway, go ahead.
That's the rumor. I mean, I got a song that goes that way. It's like, look, his path is narrow, but his arms are wide. You know, and that's true. The Lord, he did open his arms wide for us. But it's like, look, man, before you come and give me that hug, man, it's a narrow path. I'm the gate, and the gate is narrow. Would you happen to have any names of these birds that would be considered racist that have to be changed? I got it's chicken one of them.
I know, right? They should be, shouldn't they? Let me see. It's all so much fun because you're sitting here going, oh my God, how do they do this, right? Let me see. They're going to create a committee because that'll go over well. And you know how it always works in committees, right? As scientists, we work to eliminate bias in science. There's been a historic bias in how birds are named. Who might have a bird named in their honor? Exclusionary naming conventions, they were all developed in the 1800s, clouded by racism and misogyny. Right, right. The white guys, or actually what they're saying is because of white males, right? Let me see. The birds are named for bird organizations. I mean, they don't. The birds with scientific names such as, oh, this is all fun, Haliaetus lacopopius, whatever that means. It's the scientific name for bald eagle. Now, they're not going to change that. I'm sure they're not because they'll lose money if they try to. But, right? But the mere fact that they haven't given a name yet. The mere fact that they're going to change the name, because the names were come up in the 1800s, they came in when there was a lot of racism and misogyny flying all around the place.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Then I totally agree with them. They're absolutely right. And this foul, these are the ones who came up with this foul idea in the first place. Hey, all this racism that these white people that they're talking about wanting to keep legal, well, they were Democrats. It was those Democrats that made the Dred Scott decision. It was them Democrats that basically made it to where it's like we are going to fight to keep slaves legal because we don't consider them human. So if they wanted to, that's right. So it was if Democrats were the ones leading this charge, and it couldn't have been Republicans because the Republican Party wasn't even founded yet. It was the first, we're talking about 1856, and by the time 1865 came around, Republicans were already throwing a war to end slavery. So it was Democrats who were doing this. They were the ones who would make these racist names. If they have racist names for birds, well, you look up the Democrats for that.
Yep. No, people need to do their own homework. They're not doing it. And that's why a lot of this stuff is just flying by. Okay, here's another one that'll make you really crazy. I caught it by way to find these just for you. Oregon State Board of Education, they voted unanimously. Hello, unanimously. That means everybody, for those of you who went to Oregon public schools. Unanimously to adopt an additional extension of the suspension. What they're suspending is kids having to be proficient in reading, math, and writing to graduate. So they're saying that the standards are a problem because there's, now check this out, a lot of kids can't meet the standards. Now, in my day, if you weren't meeting the standards, they'd come in and teach you harder. They'd work with you different. They'd do what they could do to raise you up. Yeah. And not no more. Come on, you got about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Man, yeah, just the way that, as the saying goes, man, it's a soft bigotry of low expectations.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats can pat themselves on the back.
Where'd they find you?
Hey, RonSerpentMedia.com. Hope you guys will come visit us.
No. Don't hope. Go visit. It's got to be the Italian way, dude. Go visit. Period. End of discussion. Stay away from Beyonce. You don't need her. Go visit your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with me in the next hour. Joe, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do, man. We'll be back in a little
bit. Thank you.